The big news in the National Basketball Association this week hasn't been actual news at all, just a bunch of rumors. But those rumors involve the proposed trade of one of the league's best players, Carmelo Anthony of the Denver Nuggets, and they reflect some broader issues facing the sport. As he does most Fridays, sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now to explain. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And there have been lots of rumors and reports of a potential Carmelo Anthony trade from Denver to the New Jersey Nets, and this is not a simple one-man-for-one-man trade they're talking about.
No. As reported, it would involve three teams, the Nuggets, the Nets, and the Detroit Pistons, and as many as 17 players plus various draft choices. This would be the biggest trade in the history of the NBA. The biggest trade before this involved five teams and 13 players. And if it happens, and it is not at all clear that it will, the biggest logistical hurdle might be making sure that the teams have enough players while the new guys get their physicals and travel from their old club to their new club. But the Nets and their owner, the flashy Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov, they're desperate to make this trade. They want to use Carmelo Anthony as the centerpiece for a planned move to a new arena in Brooklyn in 2012.
Yeah, but explain this. Denver is a good team this year. They have a record that, as of now, would get them into the playoffs. Why would you trade away your best player, Carmelo Anthony?
Well, for the same reason that you make trades in a lot of sports these days, free agency. If you don't trade Carmelo Anthony now, he's likely to leave the Nuggets after the season, and they won't get any compensation for him. But it's more complicated in basketball. For the Nets to make this deal, they've got to make sure that Anthony is willing to sign a contract extension so that he doesn't just become a free agent anyway at the end of the year. And that does not appear to have happened yet. Complicating matters even more is that this is the NBA, where payroll rules require that the salaries of players swapped have to come pretty close to matching up. And often what teams want in these kinds of trades are expiring contracts, deals that is that run out after the season, which will allow a team to clear room under the salary cap so that they can then go out and sign free agents in the offseason. Trades in the NBA are often more about accounting than they are competition. And because of this, the scope of this proposed deal, this one's kind of an accounting nightmare.
Okay, let's turn ever so briefly to the actual game of basketball. Last night, Carmelo Anthony helped the Nuggets do something that few teams have done lately, which was beat the Miami Heat.
Yeah, the Heat were without LeBron James, who sprained an ankle the night before in another Heat loss to the Los Angeles Clippers and their remarkable rookie Blake Griffin out in L.A. And I think the last time we talked about LeBron and the Heat was during their slow start to the season. Well, before losing to the Clippers, the Heat had won 21 out of 22, including 13 in a row on the road, which is astounding in the NBA, where home teams win about 63% of the time. Everyone who's been rooting against LeBron suddenly has been disappointed.
But then he gave them more to root against in a post-game interview.
Yeah, he said that the team, that they're calling themselves the Heatles now. The Heatles. Not the Beatles, the Heatles. And he took a lot of grief for being self-aggrandizing, and he didn't say who was John and who was Paul. But LeBron did have a smile on his face. He did have a smile on his face when he said it, and I thought it was a funny bit of playground wordplay. It's harder to give LeBron a pass, though, for a Twitter comment he made earlier this week after his former team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, lost to the Los Angeles Lakers by 55 points, 112 to 57. And here's what LeBron wrote. Karma is a bleep, gets you every time. It's not good to wish bad on anybody. God sees everything. And the reference here is to Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert, who after LeBron decided to leave Cleveland as a free agent, wrote that he was taking bad karma with him. And in this instance, LeBron came off as petty and insensitive, especially to his ex-teammates who have lost 21 of their last 22 games.
Have a good weekend, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.